it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, welcome to the Garden Show on this Thursday morning, and we welcome Dwayne Hastad back after a three-week hiatus. He's back from Norway on your Norway trip. Welcome back to the Garden Show, Dwayne.
Glad to be back, Paul. Glad to be back answering questions, and had a great time in Norway. Went with six other Hastad cousins to Norway, and there was also five other Hastads over there at the same time, and I also had I had my nephew and his family over there too. We weren't all together, but Norway will never be the same.
Yeah, with all the Hastads invading there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was fun though, but you know, heard that we took a train through the mountains, and they had a mudslide over there too, and so that train isn't in operation right now, so we got through right before that happened.
Yeah, I heard about that on the national news, that they had a lot of rain there this week in Norway, so.
Well.
All right, before we talk more about that, I want to give a shout-out to Randy Lepke, owner of Heather Floral and Nursery. Randy did a great job of filling in for 3 weeks for you, and we couldn't stump him, Dwayne.
Well, he's been in the business not quite as long as I have, and hopefully one day that he'll permanently take over for me. So,
yeah, he did a great job.
Good, yeah. And, glad somebody could fill in, and glad Randy could do that.
That's right. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines once again for any gardener lawn question for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301, or you can email your question over to KLQPFM at farmerstel.net. Once again, that phone number, 598-7301, for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Dwayne, let's talk about your trip to Norway for a little bit. I'm sure you look at plants and trees. And
I got accused of that, Paul.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How do they pronounce that? You went to the... Did you find some relatives that you've never met before? Or?
Yeah, we found the Hastad Farm. Okay, I mean, it's actually called Hastad Farm.
Wow, that's awesome!
It's way up in the mountains. Let me tell you, it's not Flatland USA. So it was way up in the mountains, and their farms aren't like our farms. They mainly have oats or wheat, barley, and or a grass crop for their cattle. They have a lot of cattle and sheep, and then there's no corn or soybeans in Norway.
Wow.
Not in the areas we were. And it's all mountains, so you have small fields. You don't have big 160 acre fields or more. Their farms are real small, and it's mainly to do around, I would say, their animals, the cows or the sheep.
Okay. What kind of equipment do they have?
They have very modern equipment. Maybe not as big as we have around here. It's smaller tractors. Saw John Deere's, International, Ford tractors. A lot of baling equipment. They put bales of grass into like a sack. Looks like a white marshmallow. That's all over the countryside.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
But a lot of wildflowers in the ditches. A lot of heather plants in the ditches, and that's the national flower of Norway, and that's where Heather Nursery gets its name, as it being a full-blooded fifth-generation Norwegian.
Well,
we called the nursery way back when it started in 1979, Heather Nursery, because of the national flower of Norway.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And I understand they pronounce Hastad a little different over there.
They don't pronounce the D on the end. It's Hasta.
Hasta.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a stad or a sta is a farm.
Okay. So awesome. So you were at the farm where your relatives, before they came over to the United States, then immigrated over here. Do you know what the history of that?
You know, we had I have a niece that's really good in that, and Trudy Hastad, Mark Hastad, David Hastad's wife is really up on that. I just went to enjoy it and meet the relatives. It was even funny. We went to, not funny, at one of our hotels, one of the girls behind the counters said, you sure have a Norwegian name. And she said, my cousin just married a Hasted. Or a Hasta.
Okay, awesome.
So it's a small world out there.
Right. Beautiful country, though, huh?
If you have not gone there, I mean, even if you're Norwegian or not Norwegian, absolutely gorgeous. Mountains, trees, flowers.
Okay.
Very, 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 very friendly people.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk about some plants or some flowers that you saw over in Norway that probably don't have over here in Minnesota.
Well, you know what? They have. We have about the exact same climate, okay? They're in the same zone we are. So almost all the plants we have, they have too. Not very much different. In fact, I only think I saw one plant that wasn't different than Lackbarrow County.
Okay. I've forgotten about that. Norway does have the same weather as Minnesota, basically, don't they?
They have a lot more water, even if we come from 10,000 lakes. Right around here, I think it dries out a lot more, and they have a lot moistier air. We always said the air quality seemed better. And their flowers, they were perky, because they take care of their plants. Out on the cemeteries, which we went and saw, Hagri Cemetery in Norway, where the Hasteds are buried over there, and all their graves have flowers around them. I mean, people that have planted flowers, begonias all over, around the gravesite. If you look at, you know, I sent them flowers for the plant of the week.
Yep.
And there's a grave there that has a gravesite, and it has a lot of begonias out on the gravesite, and they actually have a place.
You're breaking up a little bit, Dwayne.
Yeah, because the phone's ringing on him.
Okay.
But we got that taken care of. They actually have a place in the cemetery that you can get a watering can, or you can get a hole, or you get to take care of your plants. It's all right there. It's a little spacious. So I think it's a good idea. We should start that in the United States.
Okay. All right. So what's the
national tree, which is all over Norway, is the Norway spruce. You see some of those here, but our state tree is the Norway pine.
Okay.
Spruce is a short needle, and pine has long needles.
Okay.
We're kind of similar there.
Yep, for sure. So, all right. So what's our horticulture concern of the week, Dwayne?
Well, fall isn't very far away, and if you're going to start thinking about seeding grass, I know people are going to think I'm crazy, but we got a little rain now, and we're going to get more. It's going to start cooling off, so my saying is before you go to the state fair, seed your lawn, and it might be kind of a little bit early, it has been hot, but all of a sudden we will start getting rains, and it will cool off, and then the grass will come, and if you wait for it starting to get more rain, it'll get too wet and you won't be able to get it in. So time to think about, at least the first step is if you have a grassy area that you need to kill off or till up, it's time to start doing that.
Okay. All right. Let's jump into some questions here. We've had this a few years ago and maybe more than a couple times. Someone wants to know if a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable. You're supposed to settle a family dispute here, Dwayne. Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
I'll settle the dispute, but you know what? It doesn't really matter. They still taste good out of the garden. A tomato is a fruit.
It's a fruit. Why is that?
The definition, okay? This is getting technical. But the definition of a fruit is something that you eat that is produced from a flower and has seeds. Okay? If you look at an apple or a tomato, has a flower, has seeds inside. That's a fruit. A vegetable is a part of a plant, okay? Which means like a leaf or a root or a bulb, like an onion.
Yep.
That's a vegetable. So a fruit from a flower that has seeds.
All right. Good. Good. Now I hope everybody can rest easy on that now, so.
Well, I hope they didn't bet a lot on it.
All right, this person has, what's the correct way to prune an apple tree? They have a lot of apples this year, and how far back on the branch should they go?
One of the number one rules on a fruit tree, especially if you have a large fruit tree, is to prune it when the tree is dormant. Okay? That means when there's no leaves on it. Because if you do a lot of pruning on it now, there's a lot of diseases out there, fire blight and other bugs and stuff, and that'll get into your tree, and it's a lot more susceptible now. So this is not the time to prune on your fruit tree. Do it after late fall or during the winter when the tree is dormant and the bad things aren't so active.
Okay.
And, yes, when you cut a branch on a fruit tree or any other tree, you don't leave a little nubbin or like 1-2 inches on the branch, because that's called a dog leg, and that'll rot and rot back into the main stem of the tree or the branch. You want to cut back to a branch or to the stem. Don't leave a little nubbin on there.
Okay. All right, our next question from one of our listeners. Every year our river birch leaves turn yellow and fall. We add an iron supplement, but no other birches on our street do this. Why?
You know, you've heard this before, and it's probably not a very nice answer, but you can put 10 trees or 10 Norwegians in a row, and they all don't act alike, okay?
They all what?
They don't all act alike.
Okay.
Different trees, different locations. I mean, each tree is an individual, so, and it could be a different type. If you're seeing leaves turning yellow already, birch, if you see them in nature, they're always around with other trees, usually in the shade, and we try to put them out in the front yard, and they like moisture. If your birch is turning yellow, I would definitely turn the water hose on. These last couple rains, depending on where you're at, definitely helped. It wouldn't hurt to put something besides iron on there. I would put a more complete fertilizer, not just iron. Iron's probably not the cause of yellowing of leaves on a birch tree.
Okay. All right.
Fertilizer, earth elements, I would suggest, that has iron in it and a lot of other elements in it. And if you really have problems with your birch tree, sometimes they get birch borer, which is a worm that gets underneath the bark.
Okay.
Put a systemic insecticide around your birch tree. I do that every year with my birch trees.
Okay. I'm going to sneak one quick question in here. We're running out of time. This person says, I seem to have more ants in my garden this year and my lawn. Ants everywhere. I heard ants are beneficial to gardens, but how about your lawn? Is there anything I should do?
Well, I suppose there's some beneficial thing to ants, but I don't know what it is. you can put an ant killer down. You can put 7 around your house. I've had a lot of questions. The reason you have more ants this year than other years, it's been hot. And when it gets hot, insects multiply faster, or ants multiply faster. That's why you're seeing more ants.
Okay, real good. So you got a minute. What's happening at Heather, Dwayne?
Getting ready for fall. That's what our concern is fall is for planting, which we talked about grass seed. But our fall mums will be coming in soon. We're replanting some of our stuff. But definitely what's going on at Heather is we're busy, busy landscaping. Pruning bushes, planting shrubs, planting trees. So if you need advice on any of those or horticulture things, don't be afraid to give us a jingle at Heather Nursery of Floral.
All right, Dwayne, welcome back from vacation. Now you got to get to work.
That's okay. Work never hurt anybody. So
okay.
Everybody have a great day.
All right, thanks, Dwayne.
Bye-bye.
Yep, Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.